This is our town.
Latest edition of My Town here at Listener. Here we go. G'day, it's Lou and Al. So close to Easter now. You can practically taste the hot cross buns. And in your case, the creamy garlic Tuscan salmon, Lou.
Oh, I've got to go and get the ingredients for that today. That's our Good Friday feast right there.
We did put the question out there on our Facebook page, Triple M The Border. Are you having seafood for Easter celebrations for Good Friday? Kicking things off very, very soon. And look, it seems unanimous. I reckon The Border is way on top of this seafood thing on a Friday.
Yeah, a lot of people doing it. But a lot of people do just good old fish and chips.
Yeah.
But I feel like a slightly gourmet twist on that is in order this year.
You want to go decadent?
A little bit, yeah. And I love salmon.
Yeah.
Love fresh salmon fillets. So,
oh,
yeah. Just that's a bit of a treat. And yep. I reckon, and the whole family likes them too, so. That will be very delish.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to what my wife Donna is going to be whipping up, a pasta marinara and then a salmon creamy sauce pasta as well for any of the two children that don't like marinara, because there's always at least one. So look, whatever you've got planned for Easter, be safe. Naturally, lots of people travelling this year as they do each and every year. So just goes to say again and time again, please be careful on those roads.
Oh, definitely. And do you know what? The nice thing about this Easter is too, it's not really as cold as it sometimes is. Like the weather's still beautiful. The days are warm.
Yeah, absolutely.
So quite often camping at Easter time is for a reason. So yeah, it'll be a nice change for the seasoned campers. Although people that camp all the time are ready for that stuff.
Yeah.
They've got the Arctic sleeping bags.
Oh, you know, the sub 5 degree sleeping bags.
See, it's not my scene. I just remember feeling few times I've been camping when it's been cold.
Yep.
I just remember feeling cold to the bone and not being able to sleep because it was so damn cold.
Sitting there freezing and shivering.
Yeah, just shivering in the sleeping bag trying to get to sleep. But not.
That's not my picture of camping. No.
No?
No.
Not my idea of a good time.
Even
sure.
A cabin is a better idea than that. Okay, from Easter across the border and all the shenanigans you can get up to what's happening in the world of sports, it's time to catch up with Craig from Triple M for the latest edition of Sports Shorts.
Well, thanks, guys, and it's my very great privilege to have Ross Dixon on the first revamped episode of Sports Shorts. Ross, the fearless leader of the Albury Cricket Club and fresh off the back of his historic second Cricketer of the Year award for cricket, Albury Wodonga 2023-24. To go with his 2021 season, he's had an influence on my short time on the border as well as many others. Ross, welcome to Sports Shorts.
Thanks, Craig. Good to talk.
Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it? But, mate, just reflecting on your award last Wednesday, you must be proud.
Yeah, look, it's great. I think, obviously, the reason you play is for team honours and, you know, Albury, our season, you know, we didn't get to play finals, but to get personal recognition is nice, and it's a reward for, obviously, all that time spent training and missing social events on a Saturday. I think it's a reflection more of my lack of social activity rather than like, rather than my skill with the bat and ball.
Yeah, well, I know the type of person you are and you'd give it all in for a premiership, but listen, 590 runs, 4 half centuries, 99 not out. Tell me what that feels like.
Yeah, look, it was good. Obviously, when I was younger, I used to bat the top of the order, and then moving to Albury, I probably settled into batting 6 and 7 with a few players moving through the club last year. I ended up going to the top, and actually, it was quite nice because, you know, if you get some runs, then you get to when, you know, the ball's at its hardest and you get full value. But then also as well, you get to really kind of set the tone and try and drive that batting unit, which is nice. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, it certainly paid off for you. So looks like you'll probably be sticking with that, do you think?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, at the moment, depending on how we recruit, I think I'll at least start at the top of the order next year, and then probably once the form kind of tails off, I might slide back into the middle. But yeah, no, I enjoyed it, and plan is to give it another red hot crack at the top of the order next year, and hopefully, you know, that leads in with a little bit more team success.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed. All right, mate, look, let's go back to England and let's talk about some of your early influences. I've been lucky enough, of course, to meet your dad, Gary. How important was he in your younger years with your cricket development?
Yeah, look, I think anyone who's obviously spoken to me, I'm very fond of, you know, my cricket club back at home, Upton, which was the club we grew up at. My dad was, you know, a fundamental part of that club and that team. He's got a pretty strong record. I think he's played 500 A grade games, got 10,000 runs, he's got over 500 wickets. He was a bit of a, played until he was 50 in the A grade. So he was obviously a huge influence, and he captained the club. My brother, you know, captained the club and then went on to captain at Chester, which is where I ended up playing myself. So the family connection's been kind of really important. And I take a lot from the way they played the game, which is that they play it hard. And that they really try and, you know, get involved and around the club, which is just as important as the on-field contribution.
Absolutely. And that speaks volumes, having been involved a little bit with Aubrey. And I know your dad, well, that sort of comes through with your involvement with the cricket club. And it's not just you, it's your wife, Elle, really trying to build that family environment at the club. So I can see that that influence has come through from your dad, which is amazing. Now, mate, some of your highlights as well, Lancashire under-19s, you've played with English representatives like Liam Livingstone, you've played at the MCG. What stands out for you?
For me, it was, probably my personal highlight was with me and my brother. We had a little bit of success at Chester, and we won the national T20 competition. I think in 2014, my brother was the captain. He got about 80 or 90 in the final. That was amazing. A few flags, you know, winning those together was awesome. But actually, you know, what kind of really stands out for me is that some of the days we've had at Albury, particularly those pink stumps days, have been probably some of the happiest days I've had on and off the field. You know, those more carnival style community events actually probably shine through a little bit more than some of the playing side, I think.
Well, I'm not surprised again. And this leads on to the next question. Off-field, you and your wife, Elle, have done a truckload of work for the Albury Cricket Club and the Albury community, of course, with Pink Stumps Day. You're obviously proud of those events. Is there anything in the pipeline for the Albury Cricket Club?
Yeah, so look, we had three main themes this year, you know, around we had the Pink Stumps Day, we had a men's mental health round, we had the trip to Melbourne to play the Melbourne Cricket Club. And those kind of initiatives is something that we've tried to take from that English-style cricket club where they might have a cricket week or those kind of marquee kind of events that brings the community together. We're fully committed next year as a family, as a cricket club, as a committee, to really making sure that, yeah, one part of our contribution is on the field, but that core to what we're trying to do as a club is to provide that. Pink Stumps Day is a great day. That men's mental health round is really important, particularly with young men and some of the challenges they face. And starting to try, and I'll be the first to acknowledge that the club is young. You know, the club is a reformed club from the SSNA who were immensely successful. And so we don't necessarily have as much traditional history, so it's trying to build that ourselves.
Well, absolutely. Well, you're certainly doing that. You're building a fine little club down there, absolutely. Now, just one last thing, mate. Congratulations. What's next for Ross Dixon?
Well, I think, I'm not sure whether Elle's aware yet, but I'm going to go around again and you know, fully committed. I'm 32 this year, so I've probably got a few good years left.
Spring and chicken, mate.
That's it. I've probably got to get fit, though. As Hazy tell me probably twice a month, I've probably got to start going to adrenaline with him on a Monday and getting a little bit more flexible to those injuries at bay. But now for me, fully committed. It's about going away, recruiting well this year, continuing to develop those juniors. We've got a fantastic group of 16-year-olds that I want to see as a core part of that group in the next couple of years. And it's actually in the next two or three years having a crack and hopefully getting a chance at, you know, we lost a grand final years ago, getting another chance at winning the flag's the plan.
Sounds great, mate. Team success, I'm sure it's just around the corner for Albury Cricket Club. Ross Dixon, thank you for joining us. One of the best in cricket, Albury Wodonga. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Craig.
Well, that's it for the podcast today. Please be safe. Please make sure you've got enough gas for your barbecue if you're planning to barbecue up a storm this Easter. And don't go crazy with the chockies.
Yep. Go crazy with the chockies. Right. What are you talking about? Go absolutely nuts.
No, because there's that horrible feeling when you're sitting in your recliner and you're
too bad.
I ate too many Cadbury cream eggs.
No. Yeah, just no regrets. Just go hard.
YOLO.
Have a fabulous Easter.
And we'll be back soon for another big edition of My Town.